more word here, and then kind of a surprise if you've been following the show since earlier today. Right now, you can put a Lafayette CB radio in your car for the lowest price ever. And right now is a good time to do it because winter is well on the way. And you know what that means? Stalled engines and frozen gas lines and icy roads and getting stuck in the snow, etc. People who already have Lafayette CB know the peace of mind it brings to hazardous winter driving. But if you don't have CB, listen to this. Lafayette has reduced every 23-channel CB in stock to its lowest price ever. For example, the deluxe Lafayette HB 650, which sold last year for $129.95, is now just $39.99. Quantities are limited, so hurry to the Lafayette store nearest you. Last winter was bad, and this one could be worse. Protect yourself and your family and friends by putting a reliable Lafayette CB in your car right now. Well, a couple of hours ago, we played a song by Joan Armatrading called Kissin' and a Huggin'. And I went off on a tangent saying that the title of the song always reminded me of an old recording that had the lyric in it, "We're having fun sitting in the backseat kissin' and a huggin' with Fred." And I mentioned that I had no idea who did the song, and we began something here on the air. A lot of people called up and made suggestions, and we finally found out that Paul Evans was the person who did the song. Actually, the full name of the group, Paul Evans and the Curls, C-U-R-L-S. And I searched frantically for quite a while through our collection of oldies records and anthology albums, and I could not find a copy of the record. And several people called and said that they would send in a tape of the record. And someone called who actually said that, and I have no reason to doubt it, it sounded quite real, quite official, that he was a friend of Paul Evans, and that Paul Evans, in fact, lives in New York City and does commercials, does jingles and things like that. I don't know if that's true or not, but someone did suggest that Paul Evans might actually be listening. Well, a very nice lady, a listener named Sam. I don't remember your last name. Schubitz. Come over. Come by the microphone. Sam Schubitz from Manhattan was listening to all of this. And why on earth do you have a copy of this record?
Well,
come close. Come close. This is your big chance to be on the radio. Hey. Don't blow it, Sam.
I grew up in that generation.
Do you remember what?
Very small, and actually, it is my sister's copy. And that's why it is a Len, because I have to return it to her. But since I am sort of in the neighborhood, I figured I'd come by and drop it over so you could tape it or whatever you want to do.
Now, is your sister older than you?
No, she's younger than me.
Younger than you, and it's her copy.
Yeah.
That's very intriguing. Do you remember what?
She always collects records. She collects 45s. So I collect albums.
Do you remember what year?
No, I can't say that I do.
It was early 60s sometime, I think, but I really don't remember.
Okay.
Nevertheless, we have, thanks to Sam Schubitz, a very scratched copy, but a copy of Sitting in the Seven Little Girls. Let's do the official title, Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Back Seat by Paul Evans and the Curls.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, hugging and a kissing with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your driving, keep your hands on the wheel, keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Kissing and a hugging with Fred. Wish that I could be like Fred.
1958, I'm told. My friend Bob Spitz, who often teaches a rock and roll course down at the New School, just called, and he knows things like that. 1958, Paul Evans and the Curls. Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, kissing and hugging with Fred. Thank you, Sam, so much for bringing up a copy of this record. I really appreciate it.
Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having
wish that I could be like Fred.
Cruising Jefferson Starship and Paul Evans and the Curls. Boy, do I feel fulfilled. And that's what's so much fun about working at this radio station is that people take such a delightful interest in things that this very nice woman went out of her way to come by this afternoon to bring us her sister's copy of Sitting in the Back Seat, Kissing and Hugging with Seven Little Girls at 2 minutes after 1 o'clock. WNEW FM New York. Vince Gelsa here. Commercial break and then back to the music. We have a special schedule for you this evening. Music and conversation with Hall and Oates and our very own duo, Near and Dawson. Richard Near and Pat Dawson recently recorded some stuff here at the studio with Hall & Oates, and that will be on the air tonight from 11 p.m. until 12 midnight. And then tomorrow on the King Biscuit Flower Hour, we've got a British Biscuit starring Dr. Feelgood, Eddie and the Hot Rods, and Ultravox, recorded live in London. That'll be heard between 9 and 10 p.m. during Allison's Sunday night program. So we've got a 1 hour music and conversation special with Hall & Oates, Richard Near, and Pat Dawson tonight at 11 o'clock from 11 till midnight. And on the King Biscuit Flower Hour, British Biscuit tomorrow, Dr. Feelgood, Eddie and the Hot Rods, and Ultravox. That's from 9 to 10. Both of those programs to be heard right here at 1027 WNEW FM Radio.
Yeah. to guess where we're playing next year. Mom, I'm leaving soon to be the first up star on the moon. I said, Mom, I'm leaving soon to be the first up star on the moon.
Well, with the competition being so stiff on Earth to get a hit record, some groups will go to any lengths for one, even travel to the moon. The name of that band, The Bratz, and that song appears on the Max's, that's a delightful recording, the Max's Kansas City Volume 2 collection of a whole bunch of bands, and there's really a lot of nice stuff on this album. The Bratz. First rock star on the moon. The Raspberries before that, Eric Carmen's marvelous overnight sensation, and Dirty Angels opened up the set with a tune called Radio. They're WNEW FM in New York. Let There Be Music collection, Your Life, My Friend. Orleans no longer together. John Hall has broken off from the group. Supposedly will be doing some solo work. I don't know what the rest of the guys in the band are going to do, whether or not they will even, they may possibly continue on as Orleans, but I don't know. Your Life, My Friend. The Heptones before that, fine Jamaican reggae band, and a song called Book of Rules. I really like that one. Elvis Costello opened up the set with the recording that was his original single and was included at first on the Bunch of Stiffs, that first anthology album from Stiff Records over in England. It is also on his album My Aim Is True as well. Less Than Zero, the title of the song from Elvis Costello. This is WNEW FM in New York from his new album. This is Tom Waits.
tattoo to the gunmetal blue, scrawled across the shoulders of a dying town. Took the one-eyed Jackson across the railroad track, and the scar on its belly pulled a stranger passing through. And when they pulled her from the wreck, you know she still had on her shades. They say the trees are growing wild just this side of Bermondsey.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for.
It is long overdue for Nils Lofgren. Hopefully, it's finally going to happen for him. Such an exciting performer and recording artist and songwriter. Moon Tears, the title of that one, from the brand new live album, Nils Lofgren. And The Boss before that. We haven't heard from The Boss during the show today, and I thought it was about time. And I seem to have this thing about playing Bruce Springsteen and Tom Waits back to back. And I guess I've explained it a couple of times, and that I'd consider the two of them to be two of the most important songwriters working in the country today. And I find an awful lot of similarity between them, not necessarily musically, because, Bruce is so much more of an outright rock and roller, and Tom gets into, a totally different kind of music. But in their poetry, in their lyrics, in their outlook, and in some of the moods that they both manage to create, I find a great deal of similarity. And because of that reason, I play them together often. Tom Waits' Burma Shave, Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road. And Tom is going to be over at the Beacon later on today, this evening. We welcome him back to New York. This is WNEW-FM in New York. I'm Vince Kelsa. It is about 7 minutes before 2. We pause for a commercial word. The David Bromberg Band. This is called Stealin'.
Love you, mama, like your easy rider done. If you don't believe I love you, baby, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm thinking, darling, look at this hole I'm in.
Stealing, stealing.
The David Bromberg Band, the old Gus Cannon song, Stealing. Okay, that wraps it up for me for this Saturday afternoon. The news is next at 2, and then Richard Neer will take over the controls here at WNEW-FM in New York. I'm Vince Gelsa, and thank you for playing with me today, and we'll do it again tomorrow between 8 and 12. Take care. Have a good day.